One of the greatest inventions known to man is the ice cream swirl. As a kid, I was a greedy kind of girl. I never could decide on just one flavor. I would savor the different tastes on my tongue, swirling them around like a connoisseur, letting sticky little droplets drip down my chin. When it came to ice cream, I was all in. And when given the choice between chocolate or vanilla, I answered yes. Yes to all of the above, because ice cream equals love and my heart wants more. So imagine my delight when the little neighborhood store right around the corner from my home got that machine. It gleamed pearly white, accessorized in chrome like something off of Star Trek. And when the man asked me, chocolate or vanilla, I answered yes. And when he turned around, he had in his hands the most beautiful sculpture known to man. At least that's what I thought. A ribbon of vanilla wrapped around a ribbon of chocolate, like lovers intertwined, like those fleeting magical moments in time at dawn and dusk when day blends into night, blends into day. It seemed so right. No longer would my two favorite flavors be lonely. No longer would I be required to choose only one together. The sum of their parts equaled love, equaled ice cream perfection. So I closed my eyes and I dug in. Now, as I got older, I never did learn how to choose. With so many options, it seemed I would lose out if I had to put all my chips on just one color. And I knew some beautiful black boys and white boys and boys from the Dominican Republic and Cubans and Puerto Ricans. And one time in Little Italy, I met the most soulful pair of brown eyes you have ever seen. And then there was a Filipino dude and a Korean who could tan darker than me. And this is why my collection of ex-boyfriends looks like a UN convention. And then I met him. 6'3", German and Hungarian, I don't know, beats me. All I know is he could be so sweet. So when he asked me, I said yes. Oh, and it was a magical time when our arms and legs and hearts intertwined like day blending into night. It felt so right. And his face went ghost white the day I told him, I'm late. And that baby came out the shade of butter pecan, of toffee and caramel, the sweetest shade of tan, a little double dip, a pretty little man. And I thought things would be different in this day and time for a mixed-race child, and overall they are. But there are times that I worry. Like when I'm asked to fill out some form sheet for school and it says, race check one. And I'm like, that just won't do. So I press extra hard as I check not one box, but two. And these kids today, it's a whole different scene. They laugh as they call each other epithets like they don't even know what those words mean. But my baby can hang out with whomever he pleases. But there was that one day, he came home with tears dried on his face. He said, am I black or white, mommy? And I said, why? And he said, this kid at school told me I'm ugly because I'm half black and half white. So which am I, mommy? Which am I? And I wanted to scream, but I kept my voice calm as I said, let's go get some ice cream. And as we drove over to the Brahms, I told him, don't you worry about what the other kids say, because I think you're beautiful in every way. And when we got there, I wouldn't let him order. I said, I got something special. And so I introduced him to the chocolate vanilla swirl, and his eyes grew wide at the sight. How could one ice cream cone hold both day and night and wrong and right and up and down and black and white and every bite? Two different flavors intertwined, rising into the peak of a mountain, pointing toward heaven, a new creation. Ice cream perfection equals love. Equals your first lesson in how to get along in this world. This is an ice cream swirl. It's a lot like you, baby. The best of both worlds.